All right, Mo, let's keep it real. What kind of mentality do you have? Mo, who's the funniest guy in your group?
What? The funniest guy in the group? Quentin Culpus.
Yeah. Wow, what does Q do that makes him keep everybody loose?
He's just good around, good guy all around,
I don't know if this is a good thing. Is that a good thing? To be the funniest guy?
He had his moments in serious time.
What do you mean, Sheldon? You just started on the defensive line this year here with the Jets anyway. What was your experience like coming here and meeting Quentin?
My first experience meeting Quentin was actually a little different than everybody else's. He told me something wrong in OTAs.
He told me the wrong play. We was doing field eagle. He told me to pop on the jam. So, he's one of those guys. You got to watch out for Q, man. You just got to watch out. You better know your stuff. Simple as that.
I don't think I told you wrong.
He told me the wrong. Oh, he might have thought he was right. Because he didn't learn the playbook till I learned the playbook, too.
That's too personal.
Hey, Lejay, you're the oldest guy in the group. What was your reaction to these guys as you got acclimated to everybody?
It's a great bunch of guys. All these guys are athletic. They have a lot of talent, and it's just fun to play with them on Sunday.
Who's the best pass rusher of the group?
You're going to ask everybody that. Everybody's going to say themselves here, and that's what's good about this group. Everybody believes they want to be the best at their position. So I guarantee if you ask every single person who's the best pass rusher, they're going to say themselves.
Damn, Sean ain't mo.
That's a great answer. So how old are you? You the oldest. How old are you?
I'm only 27. Y'all got to chill.
Okay.
What does Legger mean?
Lejay. Lejay in French means light, but in Creole means great warrior.
Caesar. Kenrick, what can you tell us about him? Because externally, we're looking at him more of a quiet guy, right? Kind of keeps to himself. What's he like in the defensive room?
He picked his moment, he likes to joke around and do things of that nature. So he's far from quiet. I just think if he don't know you, he don't really bang out with you.
Does Mo set the tone for you guys, Caesar?
Nah, I don't think he do. I think we all just go out and play. At the end of the day, I don't think it's he has to do something to set the tone. Shelly, me, Kenrick, we all have our own thing. Liga. We have our own thing, where it's we do what we do, And, of course, we competitive, so at the end of the day, we just out there trying to make plays and, be the best at what we do.
Well, Kenrick, who's the most talkative of the bunch?
The guy who was just talking right now.
No way. Yes. There's no way I beat Sheldon.
Yes. You beat
Sheldon. No way.
Yes, you do.
No way.
I talk a lot?
Yes,
of course.
Yeah,
are you trying to talk
second
too much?
And Sheldon, how has it been different for you this year as far as with these guys, maybe than last year at Missouri when you're in the meeting room or you're preparing for a game on Sunday?
Meeting room, prepare for a game on Sunday. You just got to stay focused. Stick to what we do best. But it's all friendly competition, though. We all striving to be something better than ourselves, man. And just trying to make our name last throughout the ages.
All right, is there a teacher's pet inside the defensive meeting room?
What are the two? Why
is it Ma?
Dunbar? Oh, man. It's like the second cup. He's really the second boy he had as far as child-wise. He invites him over to dinner. He has posters in his room.
Who's the whipping boy in there? Who does Coach Dunbar get after the most maybe right now at this
91?
Point?
91?
91. Nah, yeah. I say 98.
That was 98.
Now, Kenrick, why do you say Q?
It's just Q. Sometimes, Q's a heck of an athlete, but he likes to have fun. And when he gets after it, he gets after it, And Coach Dunbar is more serious than all of us, so, sometimes he get aggravated, but
we'll be criticizing the next thing he's gonna say. What do you mean? So if he fans out, I can't go inside. You told Mo he should go inside. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I am. Okay.
Who's the most gifted guy athletically, do you think?
Just like the question.
Everybody's going to say.
You ask me about who's the best passer, you're going to get the same answer.
Yeah, I've gave props before to one of my teammates, and they like, oh, man, they was mad that I was the first one to say something to Ed Reed in the locker room. Man. They had a problem with that. It was a joke, you know?
Well, who had a problem with
that? Mark Q.
It wasn't so much of a problem. I think with me, it was just, you would have thought he know Ed Reed for 10 years the way they greeted him. It wasn't that I had a problem with it. I mean, definitely, if you speak, he's your new teammate now, but yeah. I mean, the way them guys, he was hugging on them and stuff. It was like, whoa, what's up? Like, I'm like, well, did you get jazzed about Baltimore? Like, you know, did you that?
I just first thing I said to Ed Reed.
In the locker room.
What's up? Remind you, Shelly locked away over there now.
So, y'all done? All right. Now, back to the real guy. All right. Walked in, Ed Reed. Man, that's Ed Reed. What's up, dog? I'm Chef. Oh, man, glad you're part of the Jets. Walk back to my locker, and then the peanut gallery that's sitting in front right now. Oh, man, he's biggest fan right there. Yeah. You went to the University of Miami, too, huh? You played in Atlanta, too? Just all extra with it, man. Just over-dramatic.
Yeah.
Who gets the most pluses in the meeting room?
Oh, my God.
That's not even a question.
It ain't even close. It ain't even close.
Favorite. What you mean?
It's not even
he
close.
He told this is, I think NFL Network caught this on the sideline. They caught him. He said, son, you got the green light. You a 007.
Oh, no.
Call him out. Coach.
You.
Church.
You need to stop. Because his first son. They know each other way back from Minnesota.
So this is his first son. You know what I mean?
Okay, a lot of people have been talking about nicknames for you guys. And I know that's been talked about throughout the year, and you're on Twitter a lot, all you guys.
We don't need no nickname right now. We still trying to, we all, talented, and we trying to, build the resume for, as a group, as a D-line. So we still got a lot of work to put in, have that, thought about having a nickname or anything like that. I know people try to compare us to the, Sack Exchange, and, those guys was great. But, like I said, we just trying to make a name for ourselves here, this D-line group. And it's going to take some time, and I think we're going to get it done.
Q, you and Sheldon seem to have a good rapport back and forth, huh? Is it like almost like a brother relationship?
At the end of the day, these are the only people I got, in a sense. And I got my teammates, but, these guys are the ones that's in the trenches with me. They the ones bleeding with me, sweat, tears, all that. So at the end of the day, it's like a brother. Brotherly love all the way around.
Speaking of brotherly love, you guys give Quentin a hard time a little bit because the position change in the off season, being listed as outside linebacker, or you all like, hey, Q's still part of us.
In training camp, he tried to, turn his back and try to act all, better than us, because he was an outside linebacker, but he knew where his roots was at, and he had to come on back. So.
Yeah. Again, I just sat here and just said, I look at these guys, my brothers, and then they turn around and say this to me. I mean,
one thing to keep it real.
It's one thing to keep it real, but, this is going too far.
That boy deserves an Oscar.
Let's go too far.
Final question. How can this group get better, and how is it going to get better?
I think everybody's going to strive to be the best they can be, and together we're collectively going to be one of the best groups.
Yeah. Like someone once told me, man, you just got to put in work.
The ASAP bird didn't work.
Everybody wait for this famous quote. Yeah, like somebody told me before.
You gotta put in work, man.
Put in